Welcome to Shomar Shalom and the Daf. Your sponsor, Le'in Nishmas Aaron Be'akav Shalom and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Tes. The Gemara, throughout a large part of the Daf, says the story of Talmai HaMelech and how he made 72 Skenim translate the Torah. And they went to translate Torah to Yevonis, to Greek, and that's the reason why the Torah is allowed to be translated to Yevonis and Yevonis only according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because this is a maisa that happened, that they did translate the Torah to that language. Now this story is mentioned both in Megillas Tainis in the last perek, and in Masechet Soifrim, perek Aleph. And there it says that when Talmai HaMelech made Am Yisrael translate the Torah, there was darkness that came to the world for 3 days. It was a terrible day. And Masechet Soifrim, it adds with another gear, so there was a two translations, but there it says when they translated Torah to Greek, Hayah Yom Kosher Yisrael, was a difficult day for Am Yisrael, Ki Yom Shenesah Egel, like the day the Chet HaEgel happened. It was a terrible thing. This is mentioned also in the Shulchan Aruch and the Hilchos Tainis, and also we say it in the Slicha of Asar Betavis. It says over there the three things that happened at Asar Betavis. It says on Ches Betavis, that's when Melech Yovan translated the Torah to Greek. On Tes B'Tevis is the day that Ezra Sefer was Nifter. And Asar B'Tevis is the day there was a siege in Yerushalayim. And here come two simple questions that are asked by Rabbi Seinu. One is a question the Aris Tvash, the Aris and Ibishitz brings. He says, why is it so terrible that they translated the Torah to Greek? We know that Am Yisrael translated the Torah to 70 languages when they went to Eretz Yisrael. There was even a time against the Goyim. They didn't come to learn the Torah. There was translated to any language. Why is this worse? And the Sfasemes brings another question. The Gemara here says that the reason why we are allowed to translate Torah to Greek is because of that story. But that story was a terrible story. That story brought 3 days of darkness to the world. So if it's such a terrible story, the minute that we're not forced for it, of course we're not going to allow it to translate Torah to Yevonis. Should have been the one language you can't translate Torah to. So what's pshat in our Gemara? So here I want to bring what my Rebbe Ramoy Shapir Zatzal used to say always when he's speaking about the tsaris of Asar B'Tavis and what's associated with it. He used to explain the following. As we mentioned, the slicha of Asar B'Tavis brings three things that happen on Ches, Tes, and Yom B'Tavis. The translation of the Torah to Greek, the Ptira of Ezra Sefer, and the siege of Yerushalayim. What's the connection between the three? Explains Rav Moshe, we live in a world that the Am Yisrael represent the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, living in a higher sphere, living in a place that connects to Hashem. What these days of darkness are doing, or they bring down that connection. In a certain degree, it seems like there's a disconnect to the above. Translating the Torah to Yevonis, what does Yevonis represent? As the Ramban says in Chumash, the Greeks didn't believe anything that they cannot see. They denied everything that we believe in. Putting the Torah and translating it to Greek means we are lowering the Torah and putting it under their realm. Ezra Sefer is the last Navi, because the Gemara tells us, we'll see it later in the Masechet, that he is Malachi. I mean, once Ezra Sefer is Nifter, there's no more Nevu in Yisrael, so there's no more connection to above. And Yerushalayim, putting Yerushalayim in a siege, obviously means that Yerushalayim doesn't have the power of Kedusha that it happens, as the Gemara told us in Tainis, the connection of Yerushalayim, Shema, Yerushalayim, Shemato, where you cannot constrain it, you cannot put it into siege. This all starts with Targum HaTorah LeYevonis, even though it's not the sequence of events, but the conceptual idea that when the Torah is translated to Greek means that there is an essence, an idea, a concept, that something which is so Kaddish and so holy can be lowered down, can be put under the constraints of Yavon, of Greece. Meaning when the Torah is being translated to Yevonis, it's when Yavon overcome Am Yisrael. An example to this, the Gemara tells us over here, that because of Talmai HaMelech, that didn't make changes to the Torah. In Masechet Soifrim, it says there was a total of 13 changes. Even though when you count it over here, it seems to be 15, the Mefarish there explains that two of them are redundant. So there's 13 changes. The Mishnah in Midos tells us that the Yevonim made 13 holes in the wall of Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, the Yevonim, when Yevonim were penetrating and ruining, so to speak, the Echad of Am Yisrael, that is represented with 13 holes and 13 changes in the Torah, 13 is Gematria Echad. That's where the Yevonim are coming to be mafkia, to take that out. And that explains why is it so terrible to translate the Torah to Yevonis. And it's different than when Am Yisrael is translating it. When Am Yisrael is translating it, it means that we're translating through the Ol Musa'ilam. But here, their translating means they're overcoming the Torah. That's what it represents. They're overcoming the Torah, so that is the Shlita, the control of Yavam. Says the Sfasemes, that is all until Hanukkah. But once came Hanukkah and the Jews overcame Yavam, we take back the Koyach of Yavam. And Adirabba, says Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, we take all the power of Yavon and we elevate that to be Torah. That's what the Rambam brings, that we know the Cheshbon of the Moilod, of the Moyadois, based on Yavonim. Meaning we took the Chochma of Yavon and elevated that to Torah. And Rav Moshe adds, that's the reason that Chanukah, which is a Chag which belongs to Kislev, goes into Tevis. To tell me that what happened in Chanukah, which we overcame Yavon, that helps us to overcome the tsaris of Tevis. Chanukah penetrates into Tevis to help us overcome the choshech of Tevis. And this comes out from this Gemara. Targum HaTorah, translation of Torah, is very bad. But when we overcome Yavon, now the only translation we do to the Torah is a translation to Greek, to Yavonis, which we elevate to be Torah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.